Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Here we go. Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa here too, and Corey Sandin's here too. It's our 30th anniversary celebration, 30 years on the air of Let's Talk Hookup. I can't believe it. Great ride. Certainly going to work to keep it rolling here for several more years. I don't know about 30 more years. Maybe Rick can keep it going 30 more years. But we're going to keep it going as long as we possibly can. And now, one thing I want to mention before we move on to the catch report, and a guy, a legendary guy that's been with us for many, many years, Captain Markwish. But I want to say condolences to the family of Bob Baker. Bob Baker Otter Group. Bob passed away last Sunday. He was 89 years old, lived a great life. But I got to tell you, Bob Baker was such a huge supporter of Let's Talk Hookup in the early goings on. He was used to fish with him. He loved the yellowtail fish. Okay. Man, that guy. And I'll never forget, we were on the Searcher once, and he caught what was probably a world record short-billed spearfish.
No kidding.
And we ate it. Yeah. But he always talked about that. You know, it's like, oh, I ate that world record short-billed spearfish. But Bob was such a great guy to be around. I remember him and his brother Ron Baker, who passed away several years ago, used to have these intense gin games going on. They actually taught me how to play gin, and I went to the Sierras with Bob and Ron, and we had this. The guy had so much energy. I mean, and you know, I was hanging out with him when he was in his 70s, right? And he just like he was kind of like Marty. He's just like endless energy for this guy in his 70s and stuff like that. But he created an empire in the auto business, the Bob Baker Auto Group, and he did so much philanthropy too. I mean, UCSD, you go through UCSD, or it's not UCSD, USD, University of San Diego, the Catholic school up there, and Bob has. He created a lot of the structures up there and donated millions of dollars to USD. And he's a devout Catholic and did so much philanthropy for other people.
That's awesome.
And he was just like the nicest guy in the world. So we're gonna miss Bob. There's still Bob Baker Otter Group up in country Carlsbad. Dave Vizrati still does the voicing for the Bob Baker Otter Group, and Michael Baker's still around and stuff like that. But Bob Baker's certainly a huge supporter of Let's Talk Hookup for decades, and we're very grateful of that for sure.
And it carries on with the Ford dealerships.
Yes, it does. Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's cool. Well, with that said, it's time to find out what is biting, and we're going to talk to that other icon of Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Markwish, our private boater buddy. And today our fishdope.com report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham Brothers live bait gift certificates, ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and most importantly, the best price on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's an easy in and out purchase. You heard that right. You heard that right about the gift certificates on live bait. You heard it about the best discounts on fuel prices.
The
biggest deal is if you buy 35 gallons worth of fuel, you get 100 pounds of free ice from Summit Gasoline. It's the easiest place to pull your boat trailer in and out of. Huge pull-through parking.
100 pounds of ice.
That's what I'm saying. It's such a cool 100
one. 100 pounds.
Yeah, you heard it right. 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline. Again, it's right at the Sports Arena in San Diego, right in between the Dana Landing Launch Ramp, the Shelter Island Launch Ramp. It's an easy spot, traffic light in and out. It's just a...
And the savings, Rick, I seriously saved $18 from where I usually fill up and filling up at Summit.
By filling at Summit.
$18.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's real money.
Like, ridiculous, right? Yeah. And if you just want to buy a bag of ice, it's $3.99 for a 25-pound bag.
That's
like,
pretty sweet.
Yellow.
Yeah. And you get free ice if you buy 35 gallons and tell them you heard it on Let's Talk Hookup.
You're going to go get bait. You can buy certificates for bait. You're basically purchasing a half scoop worth of bait, and you're getting a full scoop from the receiver. It's just, those guys do it right. It's really cool. Summit Gasoline on the Sports Arena. You got to check them out.
Yeah. Hey, Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Pete, Rick, Corey. 30 years, huh?
How about that?
30 years, buddy.
And how many years has it been with you, Mark?
I would say 29.9, I think.
Yes. Yeah. So you were like our first reporter, right?
I think so. I think I was.
Yes.
So, yeah, I had gone into work. This is probably 3 or 4 weeks after you had started the show. And I go into work on Saturday morning, and a very fine gentleman working for us at the time, Ed Dillon, said, if you heard that fishing show? And I said, well, I knew about it, but I hadn't listened. He said, you need to listen. So the next Saturday, I listened. I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then Ed said, yeah, you ought to call that Pete guy. And, you know, they've got some other kind of reports that they're doing, but, you know, they don't really have the private boat guy. So I did call you, Pete, and you did say, sure, let's try it. And so that next Saturday, I was kind of sitting on the floor here in the living room, leaning back against the wall, kind of half asleep, because I think the show was really early back then. And I did the report, and then I go into Ed, you know, into work, and Ed says, dude, you got to kick it up a notch. You got to do that report like you're talking to somebody about how to catch a sea bass or something. And I took that to heart. And we've been doing it like that ever since. So,
yes, you have. And we're I got to tell you, Mark, there isn't a week that goes by that I don't get an email or a text or a phone call from people. It's like, you know, you guys are – that show is really great, but I got to tell you, that guy Mark Wish, man, that guy's report is so the highlight of the show for me. I mean, many people who hear it all the time, Mark. Your information is so good, and people recognize that you really are a no BS kind of guy that gives it out straight scoop for sure. And we're very, very grateful for that.
Man, I really appreciate hearing that. And, you know, like the last 6 months, it's been great. Because we don't have to, like, use the word stretcher to fill things in. There's been so much going on. And yet, this week, in terms of the actual private boat report that I'm supposed to be doing, it's a short report.
Yeah.
It's been a weird week.
Yeah.
And fish, I don't know, went deep, took a break, kicking back, having a beer, I don't know. And then this weekend, you know, the wind looks like it's going to blow a little bit. The only real news is a little bit more Marlin showing up on the Osborne, which is good for the guys in the Masters right now. And so best of luck to all you guys. And
yeah.
I'm sorry?
Day two today, Ricky said?
Yeah. Yesterday and today.
They got some weather up
and,
there.
And, you know, it's going to be a little... Oh, man. You know, that is my... Of all the banks in Southern California that I have fished for Marlin, and it's been all of them over the years, and that is my favorite bar none spot to fish. And I've spent many, many, many trips up there learning how to fish it and learned some really interesting stuff how to do it. And we've won some tournaments up there and had some good times. But, boy, when that weather's up and the current's ripping, you get wind of current on top of a shallow bank, you better fast your seatbelts, guys. It gets gnarly up there. But I want to take a minute, you know, to thank all of the countless customers I've had over the years to come in that listen to this report and then come in and, you know, ask questions about what we're talking about and, you know, express their support for what we're doing here, you know, both with my report and, of course, your show, because you're just such an incredibly important part of the sports fishing community and industry to share all this wonderful knowledge. It's just been a very gratifying experience. I'm humbled to be part of it and look forward to a bunch more years.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Here.
And you're a huge part of it here, and we're very, very thankful that you're a part of it and give us such good information and give our listeners a treat to listen to every Saturday morning. And, of course, you know, again, fishdope.com, you get good information from the guys at Fish Dope. They've been tremendous supporters, Ollie, Jason, and the guys, and all the guys at Fish Dope have been fantastic. $20, and they give $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. So, get it there. And how do we find you, Mark, for the best bait tanks, the best information? And, of course, if you want to go check out where the hot spots are, you still have that chart right there at Pacific Edge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as soon as I finish the show, I go into my office, update the map that's on the wall of my office now, and then we take a picture. Cool. Chris puts it up on the website so you guys can review it right there on our website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. You can see that fish report map. So, and she tapes this you know, actual audio and puts it up on the website also. So,
that's cool.
But, so we're in Huntington Beach. We are on the corner. Yeah, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we're on the corner of Bolson Cheek and Edinger.
Bolson Cheek and
Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
how do we say it, Corey?
It's on the corner of Bolson Cheek and Edinger, right there in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, right next to the Chevron station.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Marks. Thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll have a better report, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, let's hope so, right? Let's hope so. All right, so let's head over to C4 Sport Fishing, talk to our buddy Marcos. But before we let Marcos – good morning, Marcos. But before we get that started, I want to say that C4 Sport Fishing has been a part of Let's Talk Hookup, thanks to Bill Poole, Captain Frank Lopresti, and Johnny Amati for – of the full 30 years. I mean, Bill Poole was the first guest on the show, and he goes, good, you got something here. And he and Frank both, tremendous support from Fisherman's Landing and C4 Sport Fishing. And one of the very first, along with Mark Wish, reporter that we had was a guy named Patrick O'Leary.
Pato.
Yeah. You remember Pato there, Marcos?
Met him, but Marcos? I never worked with him. I came in right after he stopped.
Yeah, he was a big personality and a lot of fun.
Patrick was a lot of fun. But, Marcos, you have been with us, I'm kind of thinking 20 years, is that right, more?
I've been at C4th for 24 years, roughly. Victor did it for the first few years before me, and then I took over for Victor. So, yeah, it's been close to 20 years I've been doing these reports.
Yeah, well, we're very thankful for you, but like I say, C4th's been a big part of it. John Yamati, tremendous supporter of the whole crew over there at C4th.
C4th's part of our life, Corey.
Yeah, it is.
You worked at
C4th.
I mean, I grew up fishing at C4th Sport Fishing. I mean, the guys who were all my buddies who were crew members, you know, run boats there now or drive boats there or are retired from driving boats there now. I mean, I grew up fishing twilight with my dad at C4th.
You know what? And in that time, we've watched C4th go from a half-day and three-quarter-day type of landing with an overnight boat. I remember when the legend came in was the China Clipper. It was the very – Frank Lopresti made that the first boat with the RSW. For an overnight boat.
That was
a China Clipper turned into the Legend. It was the first overnight trip with the RSW.
Wow.
And so I remember.
And now look at that.
It's good. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now
look at you. Now the player supreme.
Yeah, now you can't find dock space over there.
Yeah.
San Diego. On the half day. The new C4th has that on there. The San Diego's booked a month in advance. It's like, it's gotten a little busy.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Well, we sure are appreciative of your great reports every Saturday for us. And so what's going on this week,
Marcus, on the radio?
A little bit of fishing going on here. I kind of rolled on through the summer here. Little dip there for a bit, but they're back to seeing some of those yellowfin on the overnight, starting to see some bluefin show up on those day and a half and longer trips. Some big bluefin, and they were talking 200-pound plus fish on there. So nice mix of fish, kind of what we've been seeing all year. And again, we're rolling into the middle of September here, and the bluefin bite hasn't stopped since, we've been just months of it, and it's been consistent. That's the biggest thing we've seen the last couple seasons is it's been such consistently good fishing. And, you know, it's when sometimes you see those 7-8 fish in the counts, but everyone's getting shots at them, they're landing those 200-pounders. Good news, a tribute on their one-day trip today. Actually, he called in early this morning. He had 8 bluefin on the boat already and some hanging. And those fish were in the 30 to 75-pound range. So got that nice mix of the giant 200-pound pluses. We got those casual 30 to 50 to 75-pound fish on there. Great fishing all around on those one-day and longer trips. San Diego and Sea-Watch, a little tougher on those full days. They're still catching yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail. Down at the islands, they're seeing some bass and rockfish there, nice mix of fish. And, again, we're talking, you know, we're disappointed that they're only catching bluefin, yellowfin, and dorado on the full day. But it's been very good fishing on there. And, again, just talking about the change from, you know, the San Diego. Hey, they had, you know, six yellowtail as a banner day to what, they didn't get limits? Come on, man. What's, you know, you guys are slacking off there. So nice change of fishing there. Over the years, definite switch there. And, I mean, it's kind of hard to argue. You spend the, you know, day on the water, get a shot at some bluefin on that full day, get some good bass fishing in there. The half-day trips, mixed calico bass, some bottom fishing in there. I haven't seen much of that yellowtail. They did see one earlier in the week. They saw one in the afternoon there, and that was a good-sized one. So there's still those shots. And, again, fishing locally there, there's always going to be those shots of those big local yellowtail even now. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have a schedule up there for the half-day trips, the full-day trips, those one-days, day-and-a-half, the full – you know, it's tough. A lot of these trips are filling out way in advance, but the full-day trips are scheduled in October now. You got to book ahead. You definitely got to book ahead. And if you, you know, can't go fishing for a month or so, maybe take that trip and get yourself your passport, because the island fishing has been good and that's still a requirement there. So, again, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Feel free to come down and visit us in person. And, you know, you've talked about how long Seaforth's been here, and this is always something we've talked about and we should probably do at some point. Quivira Road is hard to explain to people. I think we should change it to Seaforth Road.
I agree.
Yeah.
No doubt, right? We got Seaforth Landing, Seaforth Marina, Seaforth Boulevard. Now, let's just change it to Seaforth Road. So much easier to tell people.
Couldn't agree more.
Like it.
Good thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we but in the meantime, come visit us down here on Quivira Road.
Plenty of free parking. And, Marcos, thank you for the many years. And thanks to all the crew over there at, of course, Dan Hart, your guy in the tackle store. Been a part of Let's Talk Hookup for many, many years, too. And, And just the whole great group down there at C4. So thanks a lot for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys, and we'll do 10 more years here. How's that?
All right. I can go there.
Yeah, thanks, Marcos.
All right.
Great job. That was fun. Hey, I want to remind you, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with your private boat catch, they'll take care of that too. With Fish Pros the Market, you can also purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burgers, and that amazing poke kit. They're open right now at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. That report of Marcos totally made me think, like, I can so remember, you know, you'd look on the newspaper back then, you know, the Catch Report, if the Mission Bell had double digits on yellowtail, it was such a big deal. Like, the boat was sold out for days. For days later, if it was in double digits, like, that was right. The biggest deal. Like, hey, man, they got 11 yellows. Like, it's on. And, boy, now, like, you know, Marcos is talking about, it's guys are bummed if there's not limits on every trip and there's big bluefins and yellowfins. And I can so distinctly remember, like, what the big deal it was for them to have double digits
in the counts on
yellowtail.
And now it's like, well, you know, it's like, that's a bad day, right?
But Booger can catch the limit, you know, Booger can catch nine yellowtail at the bait receiver last.
Right. Speaking of Mission Bell, when it was over there, I remember going on the Mission Bell with Captain Joel Ralston. Remember those days over the Coronado Island?
The live wire.
Oh, my gosh. We had some fun over there with Joel. Yeah. Screaming and yelling at the sea lion.
Oh, the
For sure. Speaking of sea lions, I was paddling my paddleboard by the police dock here in Shelter Island the other day, and they have taken over part of the police dock.
No,
tell me you're lying.
I am, dude.
How does the Harbor Police allow that to happen?
I paddled over there yesterday. And they were just like making a lot of noise because obviously they had just taken one of their boats off the float, And the sea lions are going crazy, and they're barking, and you know, I'm paddling right through the middle of this, right?
This is wild.
And so I yelled at one of the officers, and I go, hey, I got a little sea lion issue. He goes, yeah, I just chased 15 off the float here. He goes, want me to bring a couple over to your house? I was like, no, thanks.
No,
yeah,
man.
But yeah, it's like it's out of control.
Yeah,
you know, when they're invading the police department, it's like, come on,
it's time to
really,
time to thin the herd.
Yeah, thin the herd. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're thinking.
I wish we could.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Well, before we do that, I had a fun text that came through. Great. And, you know, and this one came from Teresa. And this was actually a question for Corey. It says, hey, we live in Baja and we have a house in Yuma, Arizona. And we really enjoy fishing here in Arizona. We have largemouth and stripers in freshwater. Do you have any recommendations on the style of MC swim baits we could use both here and in Baja? And that was from Teresa.
What do you think? I mean, like a 3 or 4 inch swim bait on a half ounce lead head probably in my mind would probably be the first choice, really. I mean, that kind of size where it'd get bit anywhere in the surf or
anywhere where a live bait fish swims, you know, in fresh water, you know, one of your, I think you call it a 2.5 inch, right? The skinny,
The little tiny one, the Barrett Wrangler,
Secret Bait,
right?
You know, any of your skinny swim baits on a dart head anywhere, I think
That's such a
user friendly thing that, you know, maybe if you're a freshwater bass professional, you'll know a better way to target. But I think you can take that lure to anywhere that live bait exists and cast and retrieve. You don't need to know you don't need to be technique specific. You can take a 6-pound spinning rod and put an 1/8 ounce dart head in one of your swim baits and cast that anywhere that live bait swims, and you will get bites.
Yeah, that's true. That little 2.5 incher. Yeah.
Well, I bet those pesky bluefin they're eating, those little ones, they might eat it. Huh?
I don't know that you could hold on to one on a little hook like that.
Can you imagine?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would be pretty darn cool.
For sure.
I'm already imagining the A-rig on the kite.
Yeah. Exactly.
That'd be fun. Good text there. Thanks. Hope that helps you out.
Hey, we'll jump right back into him. We're going to talk to Dave. Dave's calling us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. And, hey, Pete, congratulations on that 30-year mark. You know, I've been listening to you since the early days before Marty Milner. I remember when you used to come on at 6 in the morning, that first hour was called Let's Talk Fishing, and then the second hour is called Let's Talk Hookup. So it's been a great run listening to you. I've enjoyed working with you and the show, and I'll tell you, I would be lost on Saturday and Sunday morning if I didn't have the show to listen to. So, and you know, Pete, Paul Harvey was on the radio. He did his show till he was 96 years old. I hope you can do the same.
Well, that's nice of you, Dave. I'm not sure about that, but, you know, we're going to do our best.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Paul Harvey, man, 96 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thanks, Dave, and I know you are a great part of Let's Talk Hookup. You help us a tremendous amount at the shows and the events that we do, and I know you're hosting our 2-day Liberty trip tomorrow night.
Sweet.
Good luck on that, huh? Are you excited about that?
Really looking forward to it.
Great. All right. Well, catch a big one, Dave, and good luck to all those anglers on that limited load Liberty trip tomorrow night.
Sounds
we have a
fun.
Great package of good goodies to go on
nice.
That. Gamakatsu hooks for everybody and sea falcon lures.
Oh, wow.
And not for everybody, but we got it for sea falcons to give away and lots of AFCO stuff. So,
rad.
So lots of good stuff for Dave to give away tomorrow night. So good luck on that trip, Dave. Thanks a lot for all your support.
Hey, let's keep it rolling and talk to another great buddy and great friend of the show. That's Cliff calling us from Lakewood this morning. Cliff, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys, and a happy anniversary. Hey, Pete, I got a question. When was your first live broadcast? When I remember is meeting Marty at Yo's Tackle in Gardena.
You know?
Wow.
Cliff, I
parking lot sales. I remember that totally.
That's got to be one of the first, for sure, unless Fred Hall... Maybe, but I mean, I think Yo's was like, I remember Frank was like, that probably was first, you know, because that was before Fred Hall Long Beach, maybe, or before we used to live broadcast up there. But Frank said, hey, can you come up here and do this live broadcast? And because he was a big part of Yo's back then. And I remember that right there in Gardena.
Legendary Yo's.
I definitely remember going to the Yo's parking lot sale with my dad and our fishing buddy John. Like the three of us would drive up, you know, in a single cab Toyota truck with me in the middle. We go to the Yo's parking lot sale and, you know, look at all the gear and hear Frank and Rob. Rallo give seminars, yeah. And it was the whole, if I remember right, like the whole crew of the Royal Polaris would be up there, like kind of giving the seminars, and
that was a long time ago, man. Yeah,
really cool.
Yeah, and that was, I believe that was back when Dick Warren was doing a lot of the remote broadcasts for us. Dick did remote broadcasts for us for many, many years.
I mean, again, I remember doing that before I was part of Let's Talk Hookups.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking over 25 years ago.
Yeah, but that's a good memory there, Cliff.
That's really cool, buddy.
Yeah, and thanks, Cliff. Appreciate your phone call this morning. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
It's brutal this morning.
Yeah, it's brutal. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great texts, and more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walkaround with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedro Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Let's Talk Hookup. What
How about
a great
that,
day.
Huh? I'm
trying to wrap my mind around
it.
I know. 30 years. I mean, 1991, September of 1991. Wow. Where were you in September of 1991?
I was not in high school yet. You know, I was
elementary
to elementary
September.
School. Yeah.
My son was gosh darn what we'd say 7-8 months old.
Yeah. Same with my wife. Who's pregnant with my son?
Hey, I'm trying to figure out, Rick. There was Codfather, your dad. You're Rock Cod Rick. What's Junior going to be?
Well, right now, we call him Flea Cod. So while he's still not around and tiny, we're calling him Flea Cod. I don't know what it'll end up to, but right now.
I was thinking Starry Cod.
So you got to tell the story about how you got the name Rock Cod Rick.
That was fun. That was super fun. So, again, in the very, very beginning of Let's Talk Hookup, there was a Let's Talk Hookup. We used to do Pete and the Iron Man, like, let's give credit where it's due. Gary White from Lawndale did the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the water seminar trips. And there was a trip, and they were on the Legend at a C4 Sport Fishing at the time, and there was a trip, it was 60-mile bank, deep water rock cod fishing, and there was a trip that was going in February that was on my birthday, and my dad, I don't know how it happened, my dad and Pete maybe got together, but I got to go fishing on one of those Let's Talk Hookup trips. And I had a really good trip. And I was young. You know, I think I was 13 or 14 years old. And I was fishing with, like, a Tatty TNT, you know, just, like, one at a time at 600 feet with a big jig. But, you know, as you do, like, every bite that you get then are big ones, big giant
good
reds
ones.
And big bocotch and all those things, like, as a kid. And I took a picture at the end of the trip with, you know, you'd always put them on stringers back then. And I had, like, two stringers wrapped around my arms with these giant rock cods.
Giant rock cods.
And it's when we used to do the Let's Talk Hookup newsletter.
Right.
And I, like, sent the photo in to be, like, one of the featured photos on the Let's Talk Hookup newsletter. And Pete had just said, like, man, you keep that up. We're going to have to start calling you Rock Cod Rick. And I tried to shake that nickname for the next 20 years of my life, and it stuck like glue, man. Like, that was it.
Yeah, he's Rock Cod Rick.
100%.
Yeah.
When I went to work for Western Outdoor News, you know, for a stretch, like, I would call people that I had known because of Let's Talk Hookup for years. You know, I sold advertising for Western Outdoor News for a few years. And I would call somebody who, you know, who I've known for a long time, like, hey, you know, this is Rick Maxa. And, like, I'm like, Rock Cod Rick. Oh, my God, why didn't you say something? I don't know who Rick Maxa was, you know?
I know. I get it all the time. I reference Rick, and somebody says, oh, you mean Rock Cod Rick? And I'm sure people at the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing Tackle come in and is like, are you Rock Cod Rick?
All the time.
Yeah.
I love it. It's this show is my identity, and it's my fun. And, 13 years old, 6 Mile Bank with Joel Ralston of speaking of, that's when Joel ran the Legend back in those days.
Yeah, so and then, crazy. Of course, his dad, what else could he be but the Codfather, right?
Totally.
And he totally wrapped his head around that Codfather.
Yeah, he loved it.
For sure.
So,
and to this day, Gary White, you know, he's like, you know, references the Codfather.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Not Richard nothing.
Yeah,
you know,
Richard. Oh, that was his first name.
Yeah,
huh? Richard.
Exactly.
Oh, it's the Codfather. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and then let's not forget Calico Carly, right?
Yeah.
That's, that's your sister, right?
Yeah.
Calico Carly is hasn't shaken that one either.
No, oh gosh, no, absolutely not. Yep,
yeah.
No, we've had a lot of fun. It's been a great, you know, like I said, Let's Talk Hookup for us was a Saturday morning tradition. Like, we would get up and listen to the radio show. I would be doing the, if I never was working for Let's Talk Hookup, I'd be doing the exact same thing. I'd be sitting in the living room, enjoying a cup of coffee, listening to Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Like, this is what it's all about.
That's cool.
So we're still trying to figure it out. Flea Cod, Sturdy Cod.
Dallas just came in the World Headquarters here. It's like, what do you think about Flea Cod for the name of the baby, huh?
That's what we call him at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas will literally be like, man, Flea Cod's doing somersaults now. You know?
Cool.
At least while he's small, we got that one. But, yeah, the nickname is up for debate. So, you know, put your thinking caps on out there. We're open to suggestions.
Okay.
Text the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed. We're next going to talk to Brian, who's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, my fishing family. How are you guys doing? And congratulations on 30 years.
Thank you very much.
Like to say I joined the 100-pound club. I weighed in Friday morning and showed Ricky. I was at a 130-pound bluefin for my very first bluefin.
Wow.
On a Calstar 770.
Pounder.
Incredible.
On a Calstar 770 that I won off Let's Talk Hookup.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, it was on the Calstar 770 you won on Let's Talk Hookup. How about that? That's great. Were you out there at the Tanner?
I was out there at the, on the Tanner, yep. It was just great fishing, you know. It's fishing is what it is.
and what did you catch that big one on?
A 250 glow-in-the-dark flatfall.
There it is.
And Brian had a great story. Again, he shared the photo with me yesterday at the shop. I was so pumped to see. But, you know, he said it was a nighttime thing, you know, not necessarily a ton of bites to be had, just kind of had given more than an appropriate amount of effort fishing into the dark and just kind of thinking, this just wasn't my trip, wasn't the thing. And he said the, you know, skipper called him up and said, look at the meter. You cannot stop now. Like, you've got to keep grinding through. Because grinding a 250-gram flatfall is so easy to talk about on Let's Talk Hookup when you're not doing it. But, man, that's a lot of lure to be dropping and winding. And the randomness of yo-yo jig fishing can be so difficult sometimes because there's just not much you can do to put odds in your favor. And it's a grind, and it's dark, and there's spray, and there's all these things. But Brian ground it out, and he said, like, three more drops after that, and boom, he was on to a, you know, to his first bluefin, and, like you say, joining the 100-pound club with a 140-pound bluefin on the jig.
Ooh,
so stoked for you, buddy.
Sweet,
what a
man.
Rad fish.
What boat were you on, Brian?
The Ranger 85. Great boat. Great crew.
Nice. Okay.
Tight ship.
Yeah, it's a nice rig. Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations, Brian, and thanks for all your years of support of Let's Talk Hookup. Let's keep rolling. Thanks a lot for the call this morning and on your big fish, too.
Yeah.
Hey, a nice text from John in San Clemente, and we had a lot of nice texts like this, so we're not able to get out to them all. But Let's Talk Hookup is keeping me stoked on fishing from winning a five-day trip on the Searcher 10 years ago.
Cool.
Want to thank, of course, Art and Celia for all their generosity over the years, too. And weekly fishing tips and fishing hotspots. Always love listening and learning. So thanks, Big John. And that's just one sample of dozens and dozens of texts we're getting. And again, we can't read them all, but we're very grateful for all the nice words.
Some of the congratulatory texts were from some of our great friends with the show. Jeff from Sushi on a Roll, Tom of the P, Arnie, Harry in Chula Vista, Greg in El Cajon. Like, there's just so many nice people reaching out and saying such nice things. And man, it's been awesome. The texts have been super, super fun.
Really great.
Well, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Corey. I just want to congratulate Let's Talk Hookup for 30 years of eventful years of bringing Southern California sport fishing community together. You've truly filled the void. I've traveled to San Diego for several times each year since 1977 when I got my driver's license, always chasing my dreams of the next big, great fishing experience. You've provided a college-style education to thousands of dedicated listeners and our wives. You have provided and helped me to grow as a private boater. And what a great show. Thank you very much. Stay healthy and safe.
Wow.
What a nice
very
thing to
kind
say, buddy.
Words,
that's rad.
Man. Thank you very much. And thanks a lot for the call and all
nicely
your support,
said.
Too. Really appreciate that. Here's a text from our friend Michael in El Cajon. And I have to read this because it's going to play into kind of what else I'm going to talk about.
Cool.
Hi, Pete. Two-time back-to-back winner of the grand prize for Let's Talk Hookup. And that's the first time that's ever happened in history, I think, back-to-back. He went a trip to Katmai Lodge and a trip to Kingfisher Charters.
Oh, crazy.
My. Yeah, how about that? And he can't wait. He's looking forward to seeing his granddaughter step up and go fishing. And she loves to talk, so she can get on Let's Talk Hookup.
Another mayor.
So I have to tell us a great story about Josh Sullivan, who was our grand prize winner last Sunday for the Kingfisher Charters trip. Josh was so excited.
That's so
rad. I mean, he was so, it's just like he's never been to Alaska. And
what a place to start, too, with Kingfisher.
Yeah. And his dad, Bob, called me, and his wife, Bob and Kathy, are his mother and father. They signed up to go with them.
Oh, how cool.
So they're going to come on the Let's Talk Hookup trip next June.
And I'm so stoked to hear that.
We're so thrilled that Bob and Kathy and Josh are going to join us at Kingfisher Charters. As a matter of fact, I talked to Seth Bone. We talked the story and this week and talked to him about that. He said that those were the last three spots on our Let's Talk Hookup trip for next June.
How meant to be.
And in addition to that, he said they're 98% booked for 2022.
That is crazy.
Come on.
Yes. So he says, I don't know what we're going to do this winter, but he says, we're going to be done. We're basically pretty much done. So if you want to go to Kingfisher Charters in 2022, you better call now.
You better get that last 2%.
You better see what they've got left available.
Wow, no kidding. Yeah. So next year.
But hats off to Seth and Robert and the whole gang at Kingfisher Charters, another huge supporter of Let's Talk Hookup for 28 years, basically. This was our 27th annual that we're going next year. I think we'll be to our 28th annual. It's one or the other. But it's a long time. Seth has been a tremendous supporter. Year after year, they won the absolute finest operation in Alaska. And I don't know about you, Ricky, but I certainly hope you get a hall pass to go in June.
I don't think there's
What about Dallas? I don't know.
We proposed at Katmai.
Okay, Katmai.
But Dallas has, that trip was the biggest thing for Dad and I. It was our favorite trip of the year.
Oh, yeah. It was Kingfisher.
Oh, yeah. We never missed. It was our favorite thing to do. We scattered Dad's ashes there. It's a very special spot. Dallas, we'll wait and see when it comes. Dallas has already booked an Airbnb that's next door to Kingfisher because she says she's going. We'll wait and see what it's like when the baby gets there. She didn't want to have a baby crying to wake everybody up. But
she's on the list. You guys are on the list.
Our plan is to go.
Okay.
We'll wait and see. Maybe it's dreams of grandeur because we don't know what it's like to have a six-month-old. But she is so dead set on going because it's such an important place for all of us. It is the funnest adventure place, fishing destination. It's beautiful, the scenery, the style of fishing, the people that run it. It's so smooth and it's so easy to get to for a faraway place.
I'll bet they have really good child care up there in Sitka while you guys are out fishing, too.
I don't know about fishing I don't know how.
We'll see.
We don't know how it's going to happen.
The good news is you're booked.
I'm going 100%, and I hope that my whole family's up there. Yeah. And if Dal and our baby are not, then they sure will be the next one after that. So we'll see how it shakes out, but if God willing, I'll never miss that trip. It's a very important one.
Exciting. Oh, for sure. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
How about Cheer from Cardiff up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Cheer. Good morning.
Good morning, Cheer.
Hey, good morning, my friends. And I just want to congratulate Pete and Rick and Corey for 30 years. That's remarkable. And I just want to tell you my little story about how important your show is to me personally. Back in the 70s, I learned how to fish, and I got addicted and went out on the sport boats, went after albacore and yellowfin, and I couldn't ride them enough. And then, you know how life goes, I ended up getting married, and then I became a CPA and built my practice and couldn't fish for like 25 years. I was just locked into my practice. And my dear friend, Eddie Means, negotiated me to go out after I retired on a searcher trip, and I've been hooked ever since. But the problem is, from 1980 to 2017, there was a lot of changes in tackle and tactics and everything. And all I can say is your show has been that education that has brought me up to speed and helped me to become a pretty good angler. So I want to thank you for that. Don't ever stop doing that. And Corey, you are so much fun to listen to because your techniques and the way you passionately share about calicos and oh gosh, it's just the best. And Rick, you're the man when it comes to tackle. I mean, I listen so carefully to everything you say. And Pete, I love what you say about yourself, that you're surrounding yourself with all these guys who know so much, and you pretend like you don't, but you really do. I know you, Pete. You really do. And your questions that you ask your guests are perfect for all of us out here in your audience because you're asking the questions we want to hear. So anyway, guys, congratulations on your 30 years, and thank you so much for your friendships. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chair. Nice, really nice thing to say. Words. Very kind. Appreciate the call, and thank you. And I want to note something about Corey. Corey and his enthusiasm.
Come on.
Corey gets excited about red rock cod. I mean, you hear him talk passionately about catching cod. I mean,
I love the guy
loves to fish. That's honestly what this show is all about.
It could be crappie from the bank.
Yeah.
Totally.
It could be rock fishing when I should be calico fishing.
Yeah.
But I love fishing.
Yeah.
We literally talked about during the break. Our conversation went to like, oh, yeah, you know, so-and-so had a big bluefin this weekend. Corey looked at me like, man. I really want to go fish reds this week.
Yeah.
100 pounders biting, and like the next word's like, man, yeah. I want to keep on these reds.
Right?
They're snapping right now.
Exactly, for sure.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, let's try and sneak in another.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mark calling us from Santee this morning? Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Great.
I just want to say congratulations on 30 years, and I was gonna say, you know. What got me into this, but Chia said it all, because I got a similar situation where I was out of it for a long time. You know, in the 70s, I used to fish a lot. And then I got out of it, and one day I was walking my dogs, running my dogs, and I was listening to my radio station, a sports station, and they had a betting thing on. And I switched the station to 1090, and I came upon this fishing show. I started listening to it. And I've been hooked ever since. So I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, great.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, glad we hooked you up there. Appreciate that.
I had a fun text that came through. This one says, thank you for your contribution to our lifestyle. Been listening since I was Dana from Rancho Bernardo, then Poway, now OB. It's more consistent than where I live. Love Let's Talk Cook.
That's cool. Funny.
Thanks, Dana.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, too, Pete, is there's so many people that have tried to duplicate what you have created. And none of them have ever been the same, you know.
Yeah.
They try and they've come and gone, and there's, you know, some in LA that still try, and
right.
it's great to get the enthusiasm in the fishing word out there. All that's positive, but they have never even come close to halfway.
Well,
and that's the cool. That's my congratulatory to
Well,
you,
that's
you know?
Really nice. Yeah. They say imitation is the best form
greatest
of flattery.
Form. Yeah.
And that's fine if people do that and stuff. And you know, hey, more power to them. But I think that's what's so cool about what we do is we're unique in what we do. And we have the best people in the business supporting us and a part of it.
Hey,
and nobody's ever going to be able to do that.
And on top of that, look where the world headquarters are located.
I know.
Right? And that's so cool, too, is that, you know, we've been in studios over the years, and then because of the pandemic, we had to go to my 182-square-foot office here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's like, what's wrong with this program,
well,
right?
What's fun is over the years, we've been in studios from regular to fancy to extremely high-end radio.
Right.
To now, this is home. Like being back on the Mightier 1090 is home. This is home
this
for
is
us.
Home.
Like
yeah,
we're looking out
so
the window
well.
Right now, and I'm watching the Red Rooster 3 back into their slip. I mean, as we speak, I'm watching the boat in reverse tying up to the dock. Like
watching
this,
the Royal
this is
Star
where we are
their catch.
This is where we are supposed to be right now.
Overlooking the fleet.
Yeah, totally.
This is it. We're very lucky to have this and the location and the way Bill Lippis, our engineer at our broadcast now, since Dick has been gone. Bill helped me set this whole thing up. And without Bill, I mean, I didn't know where to plug it in and what to push in.
Totally.
I'm not an engineer. Yeah. He's the engineer, and he made this happen. So, you know, buying some expensive equipment, putting it all together, and putting a couple tables that we actually use at the Fred Hall show up, and you know, a computer here and a computer there, and a couple of technical and some microphones and some headphones, and here we have a radio show, right? And also, we should say our guys on the other end too at Sports Grid. Want to thank the guys at Sports. Great JP today, of course, Christian and Andrew did it for many, many months for us. Sports Grid does such a great job because they're the partners with the Mightier 1090,
right.
And we're
these guys are all on the East Coast.
It's a cool story. Most people probably don't know.
They have no clue what we're talking about here on the West Coast about fishing. But, yeah, I think JP, I believe, is in New Jersey, and I know Christian's up in New England and stuff like that. That's who you're talking to when you call.
Even though you're calling a local Southern California area code number, your phone's being picked up in New Jersey or somewhere on the East Coast.
Technology's amazing. And then that signal is beamed down to Rosarita Beach.
The blowtorch.
Yeah, the blowtorch, Mightier 1090. And then, of course, that feed is put on our Let's Talk Hookup app via the Mightier 1090 stream. And then, of course, the archives are then loaded on by our buddy Adam Clark onto the archives. And then you can hear on demand the podcast anywhere you go.
So crazy. Yeah, amazing. I love it. I love it. It's been a fun 30 years. And we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, what a special fun day. I'm going to say it one more time. Congratulations on an awesome 30 years of fun, and it's been a blast to get to be a part of it.
Thank you. I showed you one of my prized possessions, which is the bottle of tequila that Jack Nielsen gave me years ago. It's got the Del Mar commemorative bottle of tequila. And can't go through the show without remembering our friend Jack Nielsen.
Yeah.
He's such Del a Marsh great guy.
Yeah.
And Del Marsh. Yeah. Both of them legendary guys. Leon Todd. I mean, people that are not with us anymore that have been hugely supportive. Bob Baker, we mentioned earlier, and such like that.
Some of our fun callers. Oh, Alan Topanga and Frank Lay and, you know, all those guys. There was so many fun figures, whether it be sponsors or callers or people on the show.
Oh, yeah.
A huge part.
And we're not forgetting anybody. Running out of time.
2 hours.
So thank you very much for everybody's support out there. Thank you for making this a fun 30 years and a great Let's Talk Hookup. And thanks to you out there. And thanks to Ricky. And thanks to Corey. And, of course, everybody out there that's made Let's Talk Hookup success. Let's keep it rolling.
How about tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m.?
Let's do it.
We're going to have Captain Tim Ekstrom, literally fresh off the Royal Star, stepping into the studios here to tell you about our 7-day trip. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, starting year 31 here on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.